Morena e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire, ko te kahukura Bwens and Tōku Ingoa. Huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu Ngāi Tūhoe te whakatohia hoki. And this is the Māori Millionaire podcast. For those that are new, nau mai haere mai. For those that come every single week, welcome back to a new podcast episode. We are closely approaching, or fast approaching, episode number 100, which is like so crazy to think that. Because the person who started this podcast is totally different to the person I am now. And so it makes me so excited for this next chapter and like the next 100 episodes, and we will be, when I get there, maybe I'll be a millionaire by that time. But today's podcast episode is basically about how I achieved my biggest sales month in my business so far. And the reason why I'm sharing it with you all today is because there are some lessons, there are some nuggets of wisdom that I want to share with you all that I think will help you, especially if you're your own business owner or if you're wanting to start a business, some things that might just help you, give you a bit of a reality check of what it's like to be a business owner, because there are certain things that business owners have to do that people who don't own businesses don't have to do. And for some people, they don't want to own a business because there is a lot of work, there's a lot of sacrifice, and they don't want that life. And that's kei te pai. That is absolutely fine. It's not for everyone. And that also doesn't mean that you're not going to become wealthy. There are different avenues out there. But for some people, this is the route we've chosen. And if that's you, then know my haere mai to this podcast. So yeah, basically, I have had the biggest sales month in my business yet. And it was absolutely, I'm so proud of the journey that I've been on in order to achieve that, because whilst, you know, I've been able to see a lot of money here now, it's not necessary, like it is because of the mahi I did in that month, but more of it is actually because of the years and years I've spent on working on myself, on becoming a better person, on learning the skills associated. Like, I was 8 years old when I first read Rich Dad Poor Dad. This is not just like a overnight thing. I'm 20 now, so you know, it's been years and years of learning about these things. I used to spend my days watching YouTube videos of YouTubers like in America and overseas who were doing businesses, you know, like I do now. And I remember just going like, one day I'm going to be like that person. One day I'm going to be able to do this. And, you know, eventually things happen, but it's not because of, you know, just one thing, but it's because of actually a long time of dedication. But that is not to say that you cannot achieve this in a shorter time frame, because I believe that when you talk to people who have achieved what you want to achieve, you're able to actually do it in less time. You're able to do it faster because you can learn from their lessons. And that's why, you know, I share my lessons on this podcast, so that I can help people achieve things in collapsed time, in a shorter amount of time. Because you know, it doesn't have to take as long as, you know, I've taken in order to achieve what I have. It could have been done in far less time, but because I didn't have anyone around me who knew about these things, and I had to basically filter through hundreds and hundreds of books and hundreds, maybe even thousands of podcast episodes, I had to filter through all of this information in order to find some small bits that work for me. But the reality is that this information is not that complicated, and you can achieve it in a smaller time frame. So I'm going to go through, I've got 10 different things that I think have contributed to my biggest sales month in my business, and I want to share them all with you. So the first one is crucial, and this was a big difference that I made. I've been investing in myself for years now, but I have never taken a leap to invest a lot of money. And this time I invested $3,500 into myself, which is a lot of money. And I, you know, I look at that, and when I first saw that, I was like, oh, that's a lot of money. I don't even know if I can pay for that. But because I haven't, like, I don't budget specifically for that. And so I was just like, what am I doing right now? But I also had this feeling inside of me that this was going to help me a lot. And I basically ran on that. I was like, there's something in me that's telling me that this is going to be the right move. And part of what I talk about in episodes is actually being able to listen to your intuition and being able to actually listen to what you're telling yourself, what yourself is telling you, sorry. Because inside of you, your gut feeling is often right. And I had a gut feeling that this was going to be the right move for me and that this was going to pay off. And so I took that leap. It was scary. It was excruciating, actually. I was like, oh, you know, this is a lot of money. But I decided to take that leap and I invested in myself and it paid off. Basically, if you're wanting to invest in yourself, then this is a great opportunity too, because I have opened up the doors for my new program, Te Tiriti Haukura, and I'm going to put more information in the description below, because this will teach you how to heal your mindset, how to start your own business, how to invest, and how to grow wealth. So if you're wanting to take my course, then just check out the link in the description below. But on to number two. Number two is that I implemented every single thing I was learning. I did not just write it down in a notebook and I didn't just like leave it there, but every single time I had a call or I watched a lesson or I did something that was learning about how I was going to improve my business, I wrote this down and then I took action. I did something every single day that was going to contribute to becoming my higher self. For example, I started learning about healing limiting beliefs, which is so important when you're on a wealth journey, because I'm going to explain what limiting beliefs are, because I didn't know what they were for a long time. Basically, your limiting beliefs come from your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is the part of the brain that was in those first 7 years of your life. Basically, whatever ideas, whatever whakaaro your parents or other people around you had, for example, about money, those will have been absorbed in your subconscious brain as core like beliefs about how the world works, even if consciously you don't believe them. So, for example, in mine, one of them was money doesn't grow on trees. And despite working on this, you know, over the years and trying to believe otherwise, that was still something that kept on coming up. And it was because my subconscious brain fully believed it and I hadn't healed that yet. But I learned how to heal my limiting beliefs and that was life changing. So, yeah, basically, each time a limiting belief came up, despite just wanting to push it to the back of my brain, which is what I've always done, I learned the skills associated with actually dealing with it. And this is something I teach in my program. So if you want to learn, take a look at that. But basically, instead of just pushing it to the back of my mind, I learned how to deal with it. And that was crucial, because when you can deal with something, you can move on. But when you don't deal with things, they just keep on coming up over and over and over and over again until you learn how to deal with it. So I took the hard action to actually deal with that, even though it was easier to just push it to the back of my brain. It was hard and it was confronting, but I learned that I had to take action in order to achieve what I've achieved. Number three is that I created a strategy for generating revenue. I got help to implement the strategy and I followed the plan and I showed up. So the thing about making money is that if you don't have a plan to make money or if you don't have a strategy to make money, it's not going to happen. I believe that business is 80% mindset and only 20% strategy, but you need both. You can't do it with one. You can't just like go have a really, really, really positive mindset and have really good money mindset and a wealth mindset, but you've got no strategy to make money and you've got no actual way to make money. If you're not selling something, whether it's a product or a service, how are you supposed to actually make that? So you can have a good mindset, but if you don't have the strategy associated with it, you're not going to make money. And so I created a strategy, and that's something that was, you know, really significant in my journey. Number four was that I showed up in my business every single day. It was hard. I was tired some days, and some days I didn't feel good. But I made sure to protect myself, to look after myself on those days. So some days I didn't work as long as I was on other days. Some days, you know, I went for a spa, and I, even though it costs to go for a spa, it was an investment in me, because that's important in order to show up as my best self. I needed to look after myself in order to do that. And so I showed up every single day and I found solutions for the days when I didn't feel like showing up. I didn't just not come. I didn't not show up to work. I had to do the things that were going to help me to achieve my goals. I couldn't just make excuses. So I showed up. And actually, number five on my list is to not make excuses. I didn't make any excuses during this month. And it's something that's been a long journey because I used to be the queen of excuses. Why didn't you do this? Oh, it's because of blah, 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 blah. I always had an excuse for everything. But the reality is that who benefits from you having excuses? If you've got an excuse about something, it's not going to work, right? So during this month, I had my own relationship issues going on. I had, you know, as many people do, I had low mental health days. I had endometriosis pain that made it really hard to get up and I wanted to just stay in bed all day. I had, you know, whānau things going on. And my point of sharing these is not for sympathy. I do not want your sympathy. You know, the time has passed and I don't really care anymore. But basically, my point for saying this is that whether those things happened or not, like at the end of the day, I'm better off because I pushed through during those times. And now I have had the most successful month of my business. But if I had have let those things, you know, derail me as I used to let everything derail me. Like I would have an argument with someone and I would literally call the day a write off. I would just go back to bed and I'd be like, oh no, the day's a write off. But the thing is, you know, no one benefits from that. So yes, things are hard, but that's life. Things are always going to happen. Whether it's today, whether it's in 10 years, there's always going to be things that happen that maybe make you upset, that make you sad. And that's not to say we should just ignore them and just keep hustling, but those things are going to happen anyways. And if you're going to let those stop you from achieving your dreams and your goals, you're the one that's going to lose in that game. But if you want to achieve your goals, you know, if that's really, really your goal, then you've got to find a way to push through it because things happen all the time. Number 6 on my list is that I did things that were hard. Sometimes in business, you have to make difficult decisions like saying no to things or making certain sacrifices in order to benefit the business. Despite feeling uncomfortable, despite feeling like so scared about making those decisions, I did it because I am claiming significant growth within my business. And what that means is taking, you know, making sacrifices in order to achieve that. But I have made that and that's what I did. And I'm so happy that I did that because the business is growing and that's what I wanted. So I decided to make sacrifices. I decided to do things that were difficult because that was my priority. Number 7 is that I communicated to those around me that I was focusing on something big and that I needed to spend more time in my business. If you're living with people or if you have a whānau, if you have friends and they care about you, they're going to be wondering where you are if you're, you know, spending a lot more time in your business. I'm not saying that I didn't, you know, see my whānau or anything, nothing like that, definitely not, but I definitely spent more time in my business than I normally would. And so, you know, this is going to seem strange to people. And so if you don't want people to worry about you, if you don't want people to, you know, maybe it's that they distract you. Sometimes I had to just communicate that I needed to focus on something. And I had a really big vision. And if, you know, support really helps during those times. And so if you can communicate to your loved ones that you're focusing on something big, then they can be more understanding because, you know, sometimes I was tired, sometimes I was a bit grumpy, but, you know, people understand it when you can communicate that and actually bring other people on that journey with you. So that's a big one that I'm working on because I've always been someone who likes to deal with everything by myself and I like to not let people in, but I have learned how to do that because you can't win by yourself. You can't just go on this journey all alone and expect amazing results. You need people on your side. You need people to help you row that waka. And by communicating to my loved ones that I was undertaking a big journey with my business, I was able to have them join in with me and have people support me. And I'm so grateful for those people that have. But it's something that can't happen unless you communicate to them what your dreams, what your visions are, and what things are going to come as a result of that. So it might mean, you know, if you're working later or if you're getting up earlier, just communicating that. So for me, mine was getting up earlier. So I started a new morning routine and that meant waking up way earlier, and that also meant going to bed earlier. So, you know, people were like, what are you doing? And I just had to communicate that, and that really helped. Number 8 on my list is I journaled every day, 2 times a day, in the morning and the night. And I want to share the journaling strategy that I use. So in the morning, I ask myself, what is my morning note to self? So I look inside, I think about my intuition and what my intuition is trying to tell me. And I write that down. The next question is, what will I focus on today? So what is something important that I'm going to focus on today? Next one is, what am I going to let go of today? So, you know, what do you not want to hold on to? And then the last one is, what am I grateful for today? And then I also do my night journaling, which is what went well today, what can I improve on tomorrow, and what am I grateful for? So it's only 7 questions a day, but I found this strategy really helpful because it allowed me to check in with myself 2 times a day, every single day. And I could also look back at yesterday and go, wow, like, you know, I actually did improve on yesterday, or wow, I, you know, and it's just really cool to check in with yourself and have a healthy relationship with yourself and who you are. The other one that I actually added in sometimes was, what am I proud of myself for? Because sometimes I forget how much I do. And I know other people do this too, where you could be like hustling hard on your goals, but you know, I'm just thinking, oh, I'm not doing enough. Or, and the thing is that you're not going to see immediate results within your business. I hustled for months, you know, in order to have this huge month. But if you're putting in work and you're not seeing results, which is normal, you have to be that person that tells yourself, girl, you're doing amazing, you know, you're doing incredible, like, and you have to actually be your own hype person. So I would add into my journaling sessions sometimes when I felt like it, what am I proud of myself for? And it was just really good to just actually write it down and acknowledge what I'm proud of myself for. Number 9, which has been hugely influential, is I've invested more time into learning about maramataka, because I don't have a very good knowledge of the maramataka and how it works. And so I was actually gifted a journal, and it's actually really awesome. It's Dr. Henemoa Elders, and if you guys want it, you guys should definitely get it because it's super helpful. But basically it goes through and it teaches you about the different phases of the moon, and there's sections in there where you can journal about things. But basically I just learned so much about the moon and how actually she shows up in my life. For example, like when chapters are ending, one of them happened on Mutu Whenua, which is at the end. I'm not very, I get scared talking about things when I don't actually 100% know, so aroha mai if I have made, you know, things, please let me know. But to my understanding, Mutu Whenua is at the end of our moon phase, our like lunar cycle, and I had chapters ending on that certain time. And then when we go to the starting of a new Māori month, Whero, I was like, wow, like, you know, and actually being able to start fresh on a new moon phase was really interesting for me. And I've just learnt so much, and it's been really awesome to connect to our mātauranga Māori, and that's been very helpful. And yeah, it's just opened my eyes a lot to certain things that I didn't know. And I guess that's part and part with, you know, all of these other lessons, is taking hard action and being able to do things that are going to help you. I've always had a calling to our maramataka and wanting to learn more, but why haven't I? Because I've made excuses, or I'm scared of making mistakes, or I'm scared of, you know, blah blah blah. But I'm learning that if we have goals, you just have to try and you just have to show up, aha kua te aha. So, you know, I'm on my reo journey, I'm on my maramataka journey, I'm on so many different journeys, and I'm learning to show up regardless of how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling scared or whakamā, I'm trying my best to show up, because I know I'm not the only person who is on this journey. And it's not our fault that, you know, colonization occurred and we don't know certain things, but it is our duty to invest in our reo, invest in our mātauranga, and relearn these things. Yeah, kuna. So number 10 on my list is that I started limiting how much time I was using on social media, because obviously I'm a content creator, and so I have to go on there for mahi anyways. And so what I mean by limiting it is, for my own personal use, I stopped like scrolling all the time, because when you're scrolling just like nonstop and you're getting all of these other people's ideas and things in your brain, it starts to affect you. And so if you can limit, actually, why couldn't you? You don't have to be on social media all the time, and I'm not saying don't ever go on it again, but especially in the morning, that's key. You don't want to be on it first thing in the morning, because first thing in the morning, your energy is so precious and special. You want to be like investing in your mindset in the morning. So first thing in the morning, saying you're grateful. Chuck on, if you search wealth manifestations on like Spotify or on YouTube, there are some playlists that come up, and basically they're very, very cringy, but I love them because they actually work. And basically they just go like, I am wealthy, money flows to me effortlessly and easily. They talk like this, but when you play them, it actually starts, you start believing these things and it starts working. I promise. It sounds silly, but just take my word for it. That's what I've been doing and it honestly works. So those are my 10 things. I'm going to run through them just one more time. Number one, I'm investing in myself. I spent a lot of money on investing in myself. Number two, I implemented every single thing I was learning. I didn't let it sit in the notebook. Number three, I created a strategy for creating revenue. Number four, I showed up in my business every single day. Number five, I didn't make excuses. Number six, I did things that were hard. Number seven, I communicated to my loved ones that I was focusing on something big. Number eight, I journaled every day two times. Number nine, I learned about maramataka. Number 10, I limited time on social media. And so those are my 10 tips on how I basically had the most successful month in my business. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. If you did, I would so appreciate it if you could share this on your story on Instagram or share it on Facebook. This just helps us get it out to more audiences. And when we can grow this podcast, basically, I can get really cool guests on here, and I am dreaming big for the rest of 2024. I want some of our most successful Māori businesses to be interviewed on this podcast, and I'm manifesting that to become reality. So if you want to hear from them, then please, oh, let me know actually if you guys have any recommendations for people you want me to interview on the podcast. But yeah, if you could share this on your story, that just helps us to grow it. I'd really, really, really appreciate that. I love watching people share it on their stories. And also, if you want more information about Te Tiriti Haukura, my 12-week program to teach you about money mindset, investing, and entrepreneurship, then click the link in the description below and it will take you to a page which is going to give you more information about the program and all of that. So yeah, I really enjoyed today's podcast episode. I hope you all did too. Please let me know if you have any questions or feedback or anything like that. But that's us for today. I'm so grateful for you all for taking the time to listen and invest in yourself. And if you have a dream, please know that you also have the ability to achieve that dream. So that's us for today. Mauri ore te whanau. Hope you all have a beautiful rest of your day. Ka kite!